This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the Byers Barricades hotline, it is basketball Hall of Famer and Metroplex icon, Nancy Lieberman. Hello.
Hello. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Thank you so much. So one of the things that I was curious about and we would love to pick your brain about is the turnaround for the upcoming basketball season for the NBA. How difficult do you think it might be for some of these players? I know they're the best conditioned athletes in the world, but a lot of them just finish up their season and bam, your free agency draft. Now we're going to have training camp. Then the season is going to start again in a month. What is that turnaround like on your body?
Well, it's tough. I mean, it's not easy to turn it around like that, especially the guys like the Lakers or teams that, you know, Miami, who have gone, you know, all the way to the finals. But, you know, in very different times, you have to take a different approach. So I would bet even though training camps start, LeBron James, you know, the older players, the Carmelo Anthony's of the league, they know exactly how to take care of their bodies and how they need to, you know, get some rest. So I don't think you'll see a lot of them in preseason or if there's any, preseason exhibition games. And they'll pace themselves at the beginning of the year as well because, you know, for them, the prize is at the end and staying healthy is part of it.
Nancy Lieberman joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. How would you change Luka's game if you were going to coach him?
Well, I don't think Luka needs much change. He just needs continued experience, an experience at the NBA level. He's already, you know, just an offensive artist with the basketball. I mean, you can't really guard him because he kind of baits you, you know. He's so good at getting to the spots he wants to get to. And if you take away his move, he has not only one counter move, but he has two and three different counter moves and the confidence to use it. He's going to get better on the defensive end. And, you know, teams are going to, you know, get out there and start figuring out how to play him, how to get the ball out of his hands. So he has to just follow what Coach Carlisle and the coaches with the Mavs, you know, feel he should be doing. I think they're well, you know, he's got just a tremendous coaching staff that's going to help him continue to go to another level.
But every once in a while, you just hand Rick some notes and you say, here's what I think you can do.
Yeah, I think Chris Arnold should guard him, force him left, take away his drive to the basket. No, it's with him. It's trying to get him to the lesser of all evils. And if you can, you know, get him away from the basket and maybe make him shoot the ball in his right hand. Not, you know, he loves to use the ball in his left hand to push back to create space. But it's easy to say, and it's a whole nother thing to actually do it in real time.
So, Nancy, you cover the Pelicans, and they are a up-and-coming team with Zion. You just talked about Luka. When you look at those two teams, when you look at the Mavericks and the Pelicans, somewhat the future of the NBA up-and-coming teams, who do you see right now that looks a little bit better set up for the future? Zion, what do you expect from him this season?
Well, obviously he's going to get better. He'll continue to get in better shape. Stan Van Gundy is, you know, a very disciplinarian, very much a disciplinarian as a coach. He's a great coach, X's and O's guy. And I think he's going to start with a clean canvas, you know, where Alvin, who did a great job, was, you know, miraculous in holding it together and how this team performed. And I think now Stan will come in with a, look, that was really fun, but we're ready to play at another level, and it means that sometimes I'm going to have to correct you. Don't take it personally, but this is how we're going to play. And Stan's going to get after it, I would believe, on the defensive side in rotations and communication. I sat in many practices where the only people that I heard on defense was the coaches yelling, and it has to be the players. And that will be comfortability. You know, Ingram now signed a max contract. You mentioned Zion. They just got Steven Adams, which I think is huge for them. He's a great shot blocker, great team guy. And he's the type of guy that can get you, you know, he makes you a better defensive team because what he does at the front of the rim. So that's great for them. But the Mavericks, you know, they now have experience at a very high level. And they have the same coach and the same system in place. So I think it's a little easier for the Mavs.
Now, before you, because you were telling us about a lot of your inside information with the Pelicans and everything like that, before that, obviously, your experience with the Sacramento Kings, and we see the Miami Marlins hiring a female general manager. Do you feel like over the last, maybe it's 10 years, maybe it's 30 years, maybe it's just happening now, that we're finally seeing the push through of more women representation at higher levels in men's sports?
Well, you absolutely are seeing it, the opportunity, and that's all you can ask is to be given an opportunity for your hard work. You've proven that you should be able to be in the mix of people that get interviewed. But the NBA, I have to tell you, they've always been the front runner, and they are now. You know, there's probably, you know, 10, you know, female coaches at this level in the NBA, now Major League Baseball. You know, it doesn't surprise me with Derek Jeter. The New York Yankees have a female as a hitting instructor. So more and more, these doors are open to qualified women. And people are not so resistant to saying, okay, I'm going to put this person in this role. I mean, you're seeing it in hockey also where, you know, I forget if it's the Maple Leafs, I forget what team it is, but they have three women, you know, in leadership, you know, within their organization. So it's happening. It's been a slow process, but it's rewarding right now. You know, I mean, look at Lisa Leslie and I are head coaches in the Big Three League. We won the championship in 2018. She won the championship in 2019. And these are with NBA, former NBA guys who are in their late 30s, early 40s. You know, they're not 60, 70 years old. So we are getting these opportunities.
Nancy, you're in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame and the Basketball Hall of Fame. And I know a lot of people kind of get confused by Basketball Hall of Fame because they're like, oh, it's the NBA Hall of Fame. But I don't know how much thought you've given to this, but is there something significant about it being the Basketball Hall of Fame, and what that means to you?
To be inducted in the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame is a real honor because, you know, that's the greatest women that have ever played the game. And, you know, you can never sell that short. We have a deep history. But to be in the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, that's the history of the game internationally, in the NBA, WNBA, collegiate players. So it's really exciting, and I never take for granted. You know, I have a tremendous amount of gratitude to be recognized for, you know, for my body of work as a player and now as a coach, and just to see so many of my sisters in the game getting that opportunity to be Hall of Famers. And it's tough. It's really tough. I mean, you can't just be a really good player to be in the Hall of Fame. You have had to really be great and influence the game. And that's what so many women are doing right now on so many levels.
Nancy, I was lucky enough last year. You were doing a Pelicans game up at Fox Sports Southwest. The Rangers were having a game, so I was up there, and I was getting to listen to you and some other NBA players talk about the college basketball game and the women's college basketball game. And that night, the women's national championship game was on. And I was surprised because the score was in the 80s, and there was still time left. And I'd love for you to educate our listeners on, you were having this great kind of discussion on why the women's college basketball game is so much better right now than the men's college basketball game. Because I was just watching Memphis and St. Mary's during our break, and the score was 72-57 with under 2 minutes to go. And then a women's college basketball game has more of a flow like an NBA game to it. So can you explain why the women's college basketball game is kind of a much more pleasing to watch right now than men's college basketball?
Well, obviously that's a great compliment, and that will be in the eye of the beholder. But I think what you're seeing right now in the women's game, they're running the flow offense. They're running, you could all call it a flow offense or the hurry-up offense. They're running and trying to get the easy basket, or if they don't have that, second side action. But they are doing a great job of trying to speed the game up. It was UConn and Geno who started doing that, you know, pushing the ball, and, you know, the scores routinely were in the hundreds. And other programs are doing that. And, you know, what kid wouldn't want to be able to get up and down and run the floor? Now, certainly you have to run plays coming out of timeouts. You have to run plays coming out of dead balls. But that was even back in when I played in college for Old Dominion. And, you know, we won back-to-back national championships. Marianne Stanley, who's the head coach of the Indiana Fever, she just let me go. And she let us play the game and express ourselves. And we routinely had games in the hundreds. And that was in the 80s, early 80s, you know, late 70s. So today's athletes are fantastic. Coaches are letting them play. And I believe in the men's game, the coaches want to coach the game. They're coaching. I don't want to say they're coaching too much, because I love coaches doing their things. But players play and coaches coach, and coaches don't win basketball games. Players do. And I want to go to a program that's going to allow me, and trust me, you have practice to make me better. You have film. You have all these opportunities in PD, player development. And then you have to trust me to go on the court and run this basketball team for you, even at the collegiate level. And sometimes the men have not let go yet, not let go of, I'm going to call every play.
Talk with Nancy Lieberman. And the last thing we got for you, because we're trying to figure this out today, what is your favorite Thanksgiving food?
Oh, goodness. My favorite Thanksgiving food would probably, I like sweet potatoes with marshmallows on top. I'm not a turkey snob. I'll eat the dark meat, but I don't eat a lot anyway. I mean, I just eat what I like, and I don't eat some of everything. So I stay with, you know, the potatoes, as I just said, a little turkey. I like cranberry. It's pretty simple for me.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for jumping on the show. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. And to all the listeners out there, happy and blessed Thanksgiving to you and your families.
Awesome. And I'm sure the sentiment is returned. Multi-time basketball Hall of Famer Nancy Lieberman. And after winning a championship in the Big Three, once we fire up that Hall of Fame, we'll get three-time basketball Hall of Famer there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.